Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:09 on this Wednesday morning. WYES has a new cooking show coming on, and it's called Louisiana Coastal Cooking. It premieres Saturday coming up at 9 a.m., but you ain't heard the best of it. The best of it is a member of our own team is playing a part in that, and with that, we welcome in Courtney P. How you doing, Courtney?
Good morning, Tommy T. I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. Congratulations. This is quite an honor and quite a thing for you to be the narrator of this series. Tell me about it.
Thank you. Yes, it's been such an experience to be a part of. I didn't know how much I'd learn going into it, but definitely have learned so much about, you know, what the coast means to our food community, to, you know, things really going, as they say, from bayou to table, right? You get so accustomed to being on the other side of that table and having the delicious food, but getting the story behind it has just been the best experience I've had in quite some time.
Tell me about your role on the show, Courtney.
Yes, so I play narrator. And so to be my voice kind of leading the viewers through this journey of how, you know, the creatures of our waters and wetlands make it to our plates and palates, and all of those stories of families and businesses along the way. So I take you from the water to the boat, from the boat to the restaurant, all through my voice and through a journey that leads to the palate.
So you got 13 episodes coming up. Tell me, so far, what are some of the things that have impressed you, surprised you, that interested you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of the things that definitely sticks out to me is the CRCL oyster recycling program. We're talking about 15 billion pounds of oyster shells making their way back to the water in what is now, I think, about an 8,000-mile living reef where the creatures of the water and the plants of the water get to reap the benefit of having those oyster shells recycled. There are many great people doing great things on the water. You know, Chef Eric and Chefs on Boats, he's connecting those in the restaurant community to the water to really see the source of where they get their product and things like that. And it just really took me for this surprise, because you're from here, you're accustomed to the great tasting shrimp or the great tasting oysters and crawfish, and you don't realize how much is put into it before it ever hits your plate and palate. And I think viewers, you know, whether you're from here or not, will learn so much about what the coast means and keeping it, you know, as strong and as vital as it can be to keep a vital part of our culture going, and that is the cuisine.
Are you on camera at all?
No, not in this one.
Come on.
I tell you, it will feel like it. I promise you, I felt a part of it every step of the way. Even, you know, I can say that I felt inspired by it. I myself am going to start, volunteering with the CRCL because we all can play a part, you know, whether small, whether large. If you throw it in that pot of all efforts, we can all make a difference.
Let me tell you something. I know Courtney P., and she's good people, and I'm proud of you, Courtney. We're all proud of you, and we'll watch the first episode. Tell me when it comes on.
Yes, so this Saturday at 9, it re-airs Sundays at 11. It is definitely available nationally as well, so you can tell your friends, family, and other areas to check with their local public television station. You can also catch it streaming on WYES.org and PBS.
Proud of you, Courtney. Good job. Thank you
so much.
Nice to talk to you. See you later.
You too.
All right. Courtney P., and its series is It's a new cooking show. It's about coastal restoration, raises awareness about coastal restoration through the lens of food. And it is entitled Louisiana Coastal Cooking. The first episode airs Saturday morning at 9 o'clock and then Sunday at 11. You can stream it on WYES.org, WYES app, and PBS app. And our own Courtney P. is narrating that, so we're proud of her. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Ronald Surpass about crime in New Orleans here on WWL.